Hey everybody, Rob Patrick here for another fun-filled episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the games that is made up in the moment and on the spot. We have our players sitting here chomping at the bit, ready to go. We are going to kick it off with our very first game called Town Council Debate.
Oh no.
We have two players for this one, Ty and Becky. Ty is for and Becky is against. And the town council debate is the use of auto-tune. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
Music sucks now. And people can't really sing anymore. So we have to have auto-tune to make up for that fact.
I'd like to counter that. I would say that we do not need auto-tune because that's a crutch. Why don't we get some actual decent artists back in music?
Counterpoint. Your mom's a crutch. And I auto-tuned her last night.
Okay, that's extremely rude. My mom is not a crutch.
She is a vile and woman.
Excuse you? My mother would never use auto-tune. I can say that. She has a beautiful singing voice.
I mean, I heard it a little last night. I wasn't super impressed. I feel like with auto-tune, we really could have cleaned up some of the high notes.
Don't you want the high notes, though?
I prefer her low notes. Preferably the brown note.
Okay.
You know, I was willing to let that go on a little bit longer until you got to that point there, Ty.
I was imitating Ty's singing today.
Nice to see the
rail at her mom and be like, no.
And down the ramp comes T-Pain with a steel chair.
Ty is the type of politician that debates on the merits and not.
I'm only imitating real life.
To our next game, this is a game called Coming Soon. This game is for James, Jason, John, and Matt, in that order. This is a comedy that's called Thanks for Nothing.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
This summer, another film that no one asked for.
In a place where everyone goes.
It's not much, but you're gonna get it.
It's the bank. The bank's so funny.
We all know everyone loves a good bank movie.
And who doesn't love money and transactions?
This movie was written by 10,000 AI bots.
You'll scream during the amortization scenes.
Starring Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
And Jack Black.
With Jason Schwartzman as Mr. Banco.
The animated dollar bill you will learn to love.
Directed by Uwe Boll.
And produced by Jack Black.
Soundtrack by Jack Black.
And by that we mean he sings Let My Love Open the Door for hours.
I can't remember the title. It's a line from the movie. I can't remember the title. Ah, what am I gonna do?
Ah. In theaters now.
Thanks for nothing.
Still don't know what this movie is.
Didn't get to address the title.
Thanks for nothing, John.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh, well done.
Hey, there it is.
A little late there.
Nice.
We could edit it.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa, but
we saved it.
We could.
It's saved now.
Exactly.
Yep.
Save it and post.
Well, from one movie to another, this is a game for everybody called Alternate Movie Lines. Our players are going to raise hands and chime in on alternate lines that didn't quite make the movies that they're representing. Whenever anybody has a line that we didn't realize was cut from a movie, feel free to chime in. James.
Wilson, you're my third favorite ball.
Jason.
Well, if it is with my old friend Dylan.
Matt.
With a sprinkling of fairy dust, you can fly. You just have to think murderous thoughts.
James?
Are you going to drink that? That milkshake? I would like to drink it. Drink it up. All of that milkshake. I would drink it up.
John?
Did you at least save me a piece of cake?
I...
So, Doc, you're telling me you built a submarine out of a DeLorean?
Jason?
Oh, come on, Doc. You really want me to take your DeLorean submarine down to the Titanic?
Matt?
Bueller? Moving on. Davison?
James
T. Kirk, I always want you to remember I'm the one who sharded in your bed.
And Ty,
his name is Freddy Cougar.
And Jason, we got a last one in there.
Hi, James Bond, nice to meet you.
Back of the guy.
Sometimes it's the simple ones.
Yeah. Hi, I'm James Bond.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Hi.
Super spy extraordinary. I mean, shit.
God damn it.
I do that every time.
Shit.
All right. Our next game is a game called Performance Review. This is going to be for players Becky and Ty. Becky, you are the manager giving the performance review to Ty. The thing is that, Becky, you always say your sentences twice, not necessarily in a row. We'll see how this progresses as we go on. Okay. The floor is yours.
So you called me into your office?
Hi, yes. Come on in.
Sure.
Yes, come on in.
I did.
Have a seat.
Okay, I will.
Yep, have a seat.
Slow down there, champ. You know, I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it.
I don't like the attitude.
I don't like you rushing me.
I don't like the attitude.
I don't like you rushing me.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, let's get started. So last quarter, you brought in $5 in sales. Is that right?
Yes, which I think is very impressive for us being the last Blockbuster in operation.
Last quarter, you brought in $5 in sales. Is that correct?
Do you smell burnt toast?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you woke up this morning, was it playing Sonny and Cher on the alarm clock? Or?
I
got
don't
you
have...
Been playing? No,
I don't have one of those alarm clocks.
You don't have an alarm clock?
I don't have one of those alarm clocks.
A Sonny and Cher alarm clock? What are you trying to tell me?
The one that makes music.
I mean, the radios don't really make music.
The one that makes music.
Is this a sex thing? Is this like a game thing?
I was so infuriated by that whole scene. I loved it. I'm angry.
That basically went exactly as how I was hoping that was going to go.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Highly effective.
James, if you hated that scene, you're going to really love this one.
Oh, Christ.
This last game. Last game. This last game is a game called Last Word, First Word, where the last word of somebody's sentence has to be the first word of the next person's sentence, and so on and so forth. This is for Matt, John, James, and Jason, in that order. You have crash-landed on an island.
Well, looks like just us survived.
Survived in one piece. Very lucky.
Lucky for us, no real casualties. I guess except for all the 300 other people on the plane.
Plane go boom. Me hurt. Real sad.
Sad is a good word to describe what has happened here today, but well, we're on this island. We can see all the way to the other side of it, so we're going to really have to stretch our resources thin.
Thin, I mean, there's no argument here. I could see if we could try and find food out there, see what else can be discovered on the island.
Island, small, us, men. We're really going to have to start fucking fishing, like, now if we want to have dinner.
Dinner, good, brain hurt.
Hurt, I got nothing.
It's my favorite song by Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, there you go.
Got him.
Nails. Wish we had him to do stuff.
Stuff can wait. I think he's dying.
Dying. Not blood. Inside.
Inside of the boundaries of this island, we've already lost one person from the survivor group. And so I think we really need to really make the most out of the one coconut tree.
Trees are plentiful. Wait, no, there aren't.
Aren't many options. Let's eat that guy.
You're not dead.
Okay.
From a skit brought to you by J.J. Abrams.
Dick. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Ben Linus's group snuck up on you guys in the middle of the night and said, they have enough fucking problems.
Let's just leave them. I don't know. I was lost on that one.
Based on our narrative, the island was 10 square feet.
You know what, though? There literally are islands like that.
There are.
Well, during the recording of this episode, we have been running the audio through our Humor Computer 6000. The computer is going to tell us where all the funny bits were and find out who the winner is. Oh, and the winner this evening is Ty.
Oh,
Ty, well done, Ty. Clearly it was for egging on your supervisor and continuing to get her to speak in duplicate and triplicate and quadruplicate. Ty is the winner of this evening. You get to tell everybody where they can find more of you. Kick us off and let us know where folks can watch you.
Have you checked your mom's house? Or,
Whoa.
You can find me at YouTube, High Anxiety. Or you can find me at Twitch, High Anxiety Media, if you want.
John.
You could find me at someone else's house. And at acpnet.net.
Yeah, right. Never happened. Fake news.
Matt.
You can find me right here. This is where I am most active. And I would like to encourage you to support your local arts.
Becky.
You can find me in the woods or on a lake. Or here, I guess. Here's fine.
Jason.
You can find me here out in the woods with Becky or at jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/bulladjustedgamer.
James.
I'm unfindable. No, I'm at Rip Voice in all the places, but you won't find me because I just want to be like everybody else.
And I've been your host, Rob Patrick. You can find out more about me and the rest of our cast over at IJOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. You can find all of our links to our various social media platforms. You can go and follow us on all the socials. And it has the link to our YouTube channel. Please make sure you go and like and subscribe so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them right away. Somebody call a chopper for Jason. I think he's drowning. Thank you for watching IJOV. We will catch you all next time.
Bye! It's a bit, I'm fine.